Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Girl, we're headed to the church today. We are headed to the church. We're going to call the pastor and let him know that it is time that we're going to have to repo the pews. We're going to have to repo the pews. The pews have not been paid, and we're going to have to come and take the pews out the church. So I'm so sorry, Pastor, but that's going to happen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why are you doing
that? We're going to repo these pews, all right?
No.
Pastor, if you... What? What?
Leave the church.
Don't act like the pastor
alone.
Can't get it. The pastor can get it. Okay? You can get pranked, Pastor. It can happen to you. All you pastors that are rolling around this morning, yes, you can get it. It can happen to you. Let's go. Repo the pews.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Pastor Wilkins.
Yeah, this is Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
Are you the pastor of Baptist Church, am I right?
Baptist Church, that's correct. How can I help you?
Okay. Listen, my name is Daniel, and I'm calling from RCS, which is Church Supply. And we have an outstanding bill here that we wanted to bring to you all's attention for like $23,000 for your pews that has not been paid. So we wanted to see...
Not to cut you off, is Mr. is it?
Yeah, Daniel.
From RCS?
Yeah, Church Supply, sir. That's this is actually where you guys got your pews.
Okay, outstanding bill for $23,000. Well, first of all, that's normally all outstanding bills are handled by our finance department. You know, you would need to speak to our treasurer, and they would be able to help you with that.
Well, evidently, sir, that this hasn't been taken care of in this matter when it comes to these pews. Because like I stated before, you guys owe $23,000 on these pews, and I think this was probably 12 to 13 years ago. So maybe this was something before you got there, but nevertheless, there's still an outstanding bill. And right now, we're actually going to be repossessing these pews as of early 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning, no. We have the Women's Day. The missionary is here today. And also Sunday, we have, like, our pig.
You have a lot of things, and you actually run it off your schedule. Tell me, that's really not my concern. And maybe your Women's Day or whatever it is, y'all going to do it standing up. Because
we're not going to do it. You're not understanding me, see. Did you say 12 or 13 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been the pastor here for 10 years, and, you know
that has nothing to do with me. Occurred before you got there. But nevertheless, the bill is still outstanding, and these pews need to be taken care of. Now, if y'all don't have the $23,000, then I got to come pick these pews up Sunday morning, sir. We're going to bring a moving truck over there.
You're not hearing me. And first of all, this is my private number. How did you get this number?
Your number's here in the books as a contact.
No, this is only, I only get this out to very few people, and I know none of them will give out my number. So that's an issue right there. And second of all, if you're talking about coming in our church Sunday morning to take our pews, that's not something you really want to do, sir.
Sir, I have to do my job. The same way you get up on Sunday morning and you have to do yours, I have to do mine. So my job is to get these pews back because you guys are $23,000 in the rears.
Kyle, let me tell you. I ain't always been a preacher. Now, you come in my church and you touch them pews, I'm going to come out there pulpit on you.
Sir, I'm not here to go to what you used to be and what you are now. I'm not going to go back and forth with you on that. The bottom line is...
The consequences you don't want to deal with, son, because, Let me calm down, because, you're about to make me say some words that I've been delivered from, thank God.
I'm going to deliver them pews away from you on Sunday. Now, I got to come and pick them pews up. That's the bottom line. Do you have $23,000 Sunday morning?
$23,000? I understand that's not the issue. The issue is You have no business calling me on my personal phone. I'm in my meditation time right now, trying to get consecrated for, you know, my message that I have to deliver later this afternoon. So we need all of our pews.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, sir. Do you have the $23,000 that you can give me Sunday morning, and then you can continue whatever it is you have going on that day? Other than that, I'm going to have to take them pews.
I got to call me the $23,000, but you're not listening, son. That ain't my bill. I ain't paying it. You ain't touching my pews.
Touching the pews? I'm not going to continue to go. Okay, listen. I'm trying to respect. What's Pastor Wilkins? Trying to respect you, first of
Reverend,
all.
Reverend Dr. Wilkins, I'd appreciate it if you call me in my name, Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
Okay, Reverend Dr. Wilkins. Now, first of all, I'm coming up there Sunday. Now, I'm hoping I only have to lay hands on these pews. Now, if I got to lay hands on something else, then I got to do what I got to do.
You can come on up here, and you set foot on the property, that's cool. But you touch them pews, I got some boys in here. They can take that Jesus coat off. They can lay it down. They can get with you, partner. You understand? Yeah, hey, you know what? Gator, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I ain't got no problem.
Wait.
You talking about coming to me into my church? Because my pews?
I'm going to do what I got to do, man. And y'all, $23,000.
I'm going to do what I got to do in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Either you're going to pay up or stand up the whole service. Now, which one do you want?
I told you, we can handle it however you want to handle it.
I got something else I want to tell you. You listen to me, Pastor?
I'm listening, but you ain't saying nothing, son.
Pastor, is you listening?
What you got to say to me?
I've got to say this to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire deacon boy.
Who? What? Who?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your deacon board got me to prank phone call you.
Man, boy, I can't believe this, boy. You almost made me lose my religion, son.
You hung in there, Pastor.
Which one of them was it?
Deacon Glover.
Okay. I've got some things I've got to talk to Deacon Glover about, you know. I was wondering how you got my personal cell phone number anyway, man, so.
Well, I'm glad I was able to put a laugh on your face today.
Ooh, man, I need it, boy, because you ran me hot, boy.
Hey, I got to ask you, man. Pastor, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Keep doing what he's doing. The first minute of every show. Man, I love that.
Okay.
I really love that. And really, it really blesses the people.
He'll appreciate that, man. He really will.
And there you have it. Repo the pew.
Play too much.
Pastor got a little tight, didn't he?
He did.
Flex it a little bit. All right.
Rightfully so. Right?
He's still a man.
Man, and them pastors ain't scared. Run up on the wrong one. See what happens. You're going to get dealt with. Whoop your butt and pray for you later. You better be careful.
On sight.
It's going down tomorrow night. Y'all already know it's the Juneteenth Comedy Celebration in Fort Worth, Texas. And the lineup is extraordinary. Tickets on sale right now. It's happening tomorrow night. But tomorrow morning, I will be a special guest. A special guest at the, go ahead, Carla, do the honors. You know, you seem to have done some research for me on this beautiful lady.
Oh, Miss Opal Lee, she is a civil rights crusader. She is the grandmother. She is known as the grandmother of Juneteenth. So all her life, she has been fighting for civil rights and freedom out of Fort Worth, Texas. Tommy, you are participating in this march on Juneteenth with Miss Opal Lee. This is big. This is outstanding. This is historic, everything that's going on. So congratulations to you participating with Miss Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth. Go ahead, nephew.
It starts at 8 o'clock. The walk will start at 9, but we're going to be getting there at 8. Farrington Field, Fort Worth. That's 1501 University Drive in Fort Worth, Texas. You do not want to miss it. The nephew will be there walking. Miss Opal Lee, I'm on the way.
You bet not embarrass us in front of Miss Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth. Boy, come down there.
Being stupid.
So I can't prank her. I can't
prank her.
Okay, I'm just asking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.